As we reflect upon what's been, every year is somehow punctuated by peaks and valleys. And they're the words of Colin Hay from Men at Work. In May 2020, COVID had crippled business as usual. Another Men at Work reference. And Lithgow had just experienced significant bushfires. With 4 decades of local government experience under his belt, Craig Butler accepted the role of General Manager of Lithgow City Council. Craig, welcome along.
Thanks, Nick.
Now, more came. Further 6 disaster declarations. Tell me about that time. What a way to start a job.
Yeah, I feel quite bad, actually. I don't know if I was the pariah that brought these things to Lithgow. 6 disaster declarations. Remember those 2 years where it just rained and rained and rained. So, yeah, it was a heady start. Business as usual. COVID had closed everything. I was coming to grips with a new city and a new organisation.
Yeah.
But it was a wondrous time, notwithstanding all of that.
So immediately, what became apparent to you? What needed to be fixed?
Well, I did take a little time to just understand this place, to study the council, the pulse of the council, but also the circumstances of the city. And this is a vast place, isn't it? In fact, the Lithgow area is larger than the ACT, the Australian Capital Territory. And I always say to people, if you left Lithgow today and drove to the Gold Coast, when you got to the Gold Coast and were heading to the beach, that length of road that you've travelled, that's the length of road that this council maintains.
And that services many millions of people. How many do we look after?
22,000. So that's the image I like to paint. 7 valleys, 22,000 people dispersed across those valleys, larger than the ACT, road length from here to the Gold Coast.
A bit of backstory for people. You've had a lot of time in local government in Western Sydney, and that proved valuable. What did you identify between your role there and what you saw here in Lithgow?
Yes, it did. I didn't realise how pertinent it would be, but when I looked at the metrics or the data for this city, I found the same circumstances. I'd spent a lifetime advocating for Western Sydney. If you look at Western Sydney, their circumstances are that they suffer disadvantage by comparison to inner metropolitan areas. Lack of investment, both private and public, leads to the circumstances in Western Sydney. And to be brutally honest, it's the same in regional New South Wales. That great dividing range divides in many senses, and unfortunately governments and the private sector don't see the profound opportunity across these places. The honest truth is it has some social challenges, it has economic challenges, and it has health challenges.
You committed to a collaborative approach in moving forward, and I note that you want to give a shout out to high school principals. Why is that?
As I said, this vast area, and we've got a workforce of just on 200 full-time staff. You need to divide the labour, and the council isn't the font of all ideas and views about the future. So I have been quite active in working with the high school principals, and I do acknowledge the high school principals. Wonderful people looking to lift the future of kids in this city. But progress associations and community groups. I'm in awe of this place. You can travel to Taranna, Kapiti, the Wolgan Valley. People rolling up their sleeves and working with the council to assist their little communities into the future.
You mentioned Wolgan Valley there. I had no idea, but you've let me know that it is the most isolated community in Australia.
The small community in the Wolgan Valley, I contend, will be the community within Australia's colonial history that will be isolated for the longest period of time.
Wow.
Because of the closure of the Wolgan Road. And I'm really proud, again, of the work this council has done and will continue to do. We've worked tirelessly to restore access to that road. The job's not done yet. I made a commitment before I leave that we would apply for funding for the grand project to build a whole new road, and that application will go in the next 2 weeks.
So you've laid down a lot of foundations here in this collaborative approach in tying together local, state and federal government initiatives. What shape is that situation in as you leave?
Look, I think we've laid all of the foundations. The Lithgow Evolving Economy Project is leading edge. It is best practice in Australia in terms of how a coal mining community can diversify and broaden its economy and develop an economy of the future, not one of the past. We think there's no reason for the state government and the federal government to not step forward and pick up that plan and run with it to really grow our economy.
What does the future look like for you?
It's uncharted territory, isn't it? But I hope it looks rosy. I'm certainly going to focus on my well-being. I've loved every day of my what's now more than 43 years in local government. I've really enjoyed it, but it's my time, but more particularly, it's my family's time. I'm very lucky. I still have four generations in my family. They run from a 95-year-old father-in-law to a 19-month-old granddaughter and four children, and a wife that I need to spend some more time with. The division of labour in my household is not even, and it's time for me to rebalance that. I'm looking immensely forward to that.
Craig, your role is broad as a general manager of a council like Lithgow. For anyone considering stepping into a position in the civic space or local council space, how would you encourage them? What sort of attributes do they need, and what could they hope to achieve?
Public service is grossly misunderstood, and local government in particular. What councils do in the lives of people in rural and regional communities really matters. Every day we provide more than 120 services. What we do matters. We're a large employer. We're a large employer of contracts. We are there when there are disasters. We are there to support communities. Quite frankly, nobody else will stand up for a community like local government does. I'm inspired today, as I was when I started in local government at age 17, but I'm inspired because of the wonderful people that we have in the public service and at Lithgow Council in particular. So I'd fulsomely encourage anybody considering public service to jump into a council. You can start in one role, and councils invest, they're good at investing in their staff and training them, so you can shimmy across. I believe that I've had four careers inside local government. I might have stayed at one place for a long period of time, but I've been able to have four wonderful careers.
How did you start?
I started as a trainee health and building surveyor. I didn't even know what the role was. I loved it from day one. Then I did an environmental degree. I managed all the environmental responsibilities. Then I moved into planning, and then I moved into corporate leadership.
Craig, all the very best for whatever it is you do next. And thank you for your great contributions to Lithgow City Council and beyond over the last 4 years.
Oh, look, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Nick, and everybody at 2LT and Move FM. It's just wonderful. It's gold, in fact, to have a local radio station to be able to carry the message out to the community as rapidly as possible. It's been wonderful working with you.
Thank you.